On the other side loom two enormous crags. One thrusts into the vaulting sky its jagged peak, hooded round with a dark cloud that never leaves. No clear, bright air can ever bathe its crown, not even in summer's heat or harvest time. No man on earth could scale it, mount its crest, not even with 20 hands and 20 feet for climbing, the rock so smooth like dressed and burnished stone. And halfway up that cliffside stands a fog-bound cavern, gaping west toward Erebus, realm of death and darkness. Past it, great Odysseus, you should steer your ship. No rugged young archer could hit that yawning cave with a winged arrow shot from off the decks. Scylla lurks inside it. A yelping horror, yelping no louder than any suckling pup, but she's a grisly monster, I assure you. No one could look on her with any joy, not even a god who meets her face to face. She has 12 legs, all writhing, dangling down, and 6 long swaying necks, a hideous head on each head barbed with a triple row of fangs, thick-set, packed tight, armed to the hilt with black death. Hold up in the cavern's bowels from her waist down, she shoots out her heads, out of that terrifying pit, angling right from her nest, wildly sweeping the reefs for dolphins, dogfish, or any bigger quarry she can drag from the thousands Amphitrite spawns in groaning seas. No mariners yet can boast they've raced their ship past Scylla's lair without some mortal blow. With each of her 6 heads she snatches up a man from the dark proud craft and whisks him off. The other crag is lower, you will see, Odysseus, though both lie side by side, an arrow shot apart. Atop it a great fig tree rises, shaggy with leaves. Beneath it awesome Charybdis gulps the dark water down. 3 times a day she vomits it up, 3 times she gulps it down. That terror, don't be there when the whirlpool swallows down, not even the earthquake god could save you from disaster. No, hug Scylla's crag, sail on past her, top speed, better by far to lose 6 men and keep your ship than lose your entire crew. Yes, yes, but tell me the truth now, goddess, I protested. Deadly Charybdis, can't I possibly cut and run from her, and still fight Scylla off when Scylla strikes my men? So stubborn, the lovely goddess countered, hell-bent yet again on battle and feats of arms. Can't you bow to the deathless gods themselves? Scylla's no mortal. She's an immortal devastation, terrible, savage, wild, no fighting her, no defense. Just flee the creature, that's the only way. Waste any time arming for battle beside her rock? I fear she'll lunge out again with all of her 6 heads and seize as many men. No, row for your lives. Invoke brute force. I tell you, Scylla's mother, she spawned her to scourge mankind. She can stop the monster's next attack. Then you will make the island of Thrinacia, where herds of the sun god's cattle graze, and fat sheep and 7 herds of oxen, as many sheep flocks, rich and woolly, 50 head in each. No breeding swells their number, nor do they ever die. And goddesses herd them on, nymphs with glinting hair, Phaethusa, Lampeti, born to the sun god Helios by radiant Neaera. Their queenly mother bred and reared them both, then settled them on the island of Thrinacia, their homeland seas away, to guard their father's sheep and longhorn cattle. Leave the beasts unharmed, your mind set on home, and you all may still reach Ithaca, bent with hardship true. But harm them in any way, and I can see it now, your ship destroyed, your men destroyed as well. And even if you escape, you'll come home late, all shipmates lost, and come a broken man. At those words Dawn rose on her golden throne, and lustrous Circe made her way back up the island. I went straight to my ship, commanding all hands to take the decks and cast off cables quickly. They swung aboard at once, they sat to the oars in ranks, and in rhythm churned the water white with stroke on stroke. And Circe, the nymph with glossy braids, the awesome one who speaks with human voice, sent us a hardy shipmate, yes, a fresh following wind ruffling up in our wake, bellying out our sail to drive our blue prow on, as we, securing the running gear from stem to stern, sat back while the wind and helmsman kept her.